Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Time to talk to somebody much smarter than us. That's Nikki Javala of The Athletic. Nikki, how would you summarize what's going on here with the players, the CBA? Where are we at with this stuff right now?
Yeah, so the NFLPA's board essentially, they recommended that the player reps not accept the owner's latest proposal, which, you know, includes that 17th game. And it, yeah, as Nick said, there are a number of players who have spoken out on Twitter and other platforms vehemently against it. I know Richard Sherman, Russell Okung, J.J. Watt, they've all turned in flat nose to that. And, you know, all of it, not all of it, but a lot of it is because of this 17th game. They feel that, you know, they're already pushing their bodies to the limits with 16 games in playoffs and adding another game for, you know, the pay the owners are offering just doesn't equal out. So the players and the owners are now scheduled to meet at a combine in Indianapolis to kind of hear each other's side on this, and we'll see where it goes from there. I mean, the owners have been threatening that, you know, if this deal isn't accepted, that, you know, they'll play throughout the remainder of the CBA, which is this final season, and then renegotiate. Players think, you know, the owners are bluffing, but, you know, the impetus for all this in terms of timing is not just the expiration of the current CBA, but also TV rights deals. I mean, the owners want to renew those TV rights deals, and they want to go after them with more inventory, 17 games. So there's kind of a lot at stake here, but, you know, a lot can change quickly, just as it has in the past couple days.
You know, Nikki, the timeline, just the evolution of this thing has been a little bit interesting to watch, because a couple weeks ago, D. Smith is telling the players, hey, get the war chest, get ready for 2 years, get ready to sit out. This could take a while. Mm-hmm. And then things were just like warp speed. Boom. Let's get this thing done. It felt like this was going to pass. Should we be surprised that it was voted down by the players?
Not necessarily. It sounded like there was some confusion from the players' reps on why their board recommended they not accept it, from what I've read on various reports. And I'm not there at the meeting, so I kind of only know what, as much as you guys really, and kind of just talking about players across the league, is, you know, a lot of their conversation, which was like a 3-hour conference call between, you know, the board and the 32 player reps, was about why they voted against it or why they recommend they vote against it. So they got hung up on that. So I'm not sure that all of them are on the same page there. But I wasn't entirely surprised. I think a lot of those, you know, threats about a lockout or, you know, you need to prepare for, you know, a lengthy holdout and all that, a lot of it is kind of gamesmanship, you know, shows the owners that, you know, we're standing firm to what we believe in. The problem right now is, you know, now the players have to decide, all right, are the owners bluffing? Can we risk turning this down and still get a better offer later on, or will we ultimately get a worse offer if we turn this one down and continue to negotiate? So I think this is kind of where the NFL's union is interesting, because they've never had as much leverage as some of the other unions in pro sports, like the NBA Players Union. They've held firm on a number of things, and they appear to be much stronger. And, you know, I think a lot of folks from the outside wish the NFL union would realize their leverage in this. But the disparity between the pay of the elite players and guys on minimum salaries and the rank and file is so great that, you know, not a lot of them are seeing eye to eye on this.
Nikki, could we see a reunion between Vic Fangio and Prince Amakamura, who just was released by the Chicago Bears?
I mean, possibly. You know, it would make sense on paper. I mean, Prince had one of his finest seasons with Vic Fangio and Ed Donatell in Chicago, and he always spoke very highly of Vic. And given their needs at cornerback, it would make sense. I mean, Prince has played mostly outside, all outside, I think. You know, so to have him and Callahan, you know, It gives you options if Callahan is healthy. You know, I'm still of the mind that Chris Harris is probably gone, though it, you know, there's still plenty of time and talks at the combine could change that significantly, but it sounds like there's a pretty robust market for Chris Harris. But, you know, if you have Callahan on the outside, you have Prince on the outside, you know, this creates a nickel spot wide open for Chris Harris if he's interested at the right price. I mean, and that's an interesting secondary right there. I think there's a lot of logic in signing him, and he's signed, you know, one-year prove-it deals twice before. Might he be open to doing that again? Maybe. Because he's, 30 years old? So I think it's something worth considering, but we'll see kind of what direction they go in.
Who invited who to the game? Did Philip Lindsay invite Vic Fangio, or did Vic Fangio invite Philip Lindsay?
I don't know that, to be honest.
That'd be a fun one. But think about that. That's an interesting dynamic, don't you think?
Sure. I mean, didn't Cliff say that Philip and Vic, they rode together?
Yeah, I'm just trying
to. Oh, is that right? I didn't see that.
I'm trying to figure out who invited
him. I thought he did. I'd have to go back. I don't know. I clearly less fascinated by this than you are.
Oh, yeah. Well, you figured out.
Tad Boyle, though.
How about Tad Boyle?
Oh, it's awesome. By the way, how about your Tar Heels?
Wait, I was trying to be nice. Why you gotta go there?
No, but seriously, what?
Why you gotta go there?
Yeah, but what is going on? I mean, what is happening there?
A lot of bad things.
What, though? How does it ever get that bad at UNC?
Don't answer that, Nikki.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, well, enjoy.
Is my time almost up? How much longer?
Nikki, are you guys going to make the NIT or not?
Ooh, probably
wow.
Not. We'll probably finish with 10 wins.
Where's Joey?
Are we done?
We are done, and I'm sure Joey needs
Where
you.
Where is Joey?
Have a great weekend.
Oh, he's in the back.
All right.
Hey, Joey.
All right, bye, Nikki. We'll talk to you later. Oh, by the way, Nikki, no pressure on Joey, your dog. But I just want to let you know, Parker the Snow Dog is now the mayor of Georgetown.
Yeah, good luck.
I know. I saw that. I'm like, Joey, you might as well give up now, bro. you get to master the sit command. So, yeah, no, we're throwing in the towel.
All right, thank you, Nikki. We'll talk.
Use your fist.
All right, bye, guys.
That's a signal. That sounded bad. Your fist is a signal.
Okay.
That's dog people know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I have no idea other than, you know, I'm about to.
A fist. It's a sign. It's a sign.
What kind
of sign? It's like sign language. That when I put my fist up like that.
Does that mean stop?
It means sit.
Mm-hmm.
It means sit. That sounds. Carrying on.
Mike Pritchard is a good friend. He's in Vegas. He'll preview the big fight coming up next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.